Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to finish up Luke 5, verses 21 through 39 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. The scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But Jesus, perceiving their thoughts, answered them, "Why are you reasoning so in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, arise, take up your cot, and go to your house." Immediately he rose up before them and took up that which he was lying on and departed to his house, glorifying God. Amazement took hold on all, and they glorified God. They were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office and said to him, "Follow me." He left everything and rose up and followed him. Levi made a great feast for him in his house. There was a great crowd of tax collectors and others who were reclining with them. Their scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "Those who are healthy have no need for a physician, but those who are sick do. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." They said to him, "Why did John's disciples often fast and pray? Likewise also the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours eat and drink." He said to them, "Can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast in those days." He also told a parable to them. "No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old garment, or else he will tear the new. And also the piece from the new will not match the old. No one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the skins and it will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins, and both are preserved. No man, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says the old is better." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we see your power in so many different ways. First to heal, or actually first to forgive sins and second to heal. And so today we thank you so much for the forgiveness of sins that was secured on the cross through your blood and through the shed blood that you endured, the crown of thorns and the nails and your hands and your feet, your wrists, your ankles, and just the agony of breathing on the cross just for us so that we could have newness of life and forgiveness of sins. Lord, for those who don't believe it, for those who feel as if their sins are not forgiven, help them to ground their faith on bedrock truth, that the truth is their sins are forgiven. You have the authority to forgive sins because you are the Son of God and you have chosen to do so. Therefore, if we say we're not forgiven or we live in the guilt of the past, then we're not acknowledging your beautiful work on the cross. And so, Lord, forgive us for that and thank you. Right now, we stand here forgiven. And Lord, I pray for those who are infirm, who are sick, who are hurting, who are broken in their bodies. And I pray supernaturally your Holy Spirit would heal. And Lord, if that is your will, of course we pray for it. But if your will is not to heal or not to answer that prayer immediately right now today as I'm praying it, give my friend perseverance and patience to walk through this trial. I pray for those who are longing to be married and they just feel like they're broken because they haven't received a spouse. And it seems like a really, really long road. And so, Lord, I pray you would give them perseverance and patience and a supernatural ability to have joy in the midst of the waiting. And Lord, many of us are waiting for different things. And so, Lord, I pray that same thing for us. Give us joy as we wait. Lord, I thank you so much for this scene where you end up having dinner with these tax collectors, with these quote unquote sinners, and you tell us that it's the sick who need a doctor. And Lord, we just tell you right now, we're the sick ones and we need you. We're the broken ones and we need you. We're the infirm ones and we need you. We want to need you every day of our lives. Forgive us for trying to live in our own strength or think that we're capable of this. We actually really need you. We choose to surrender today, worship you with everything inside of us, and we love you so, so much. Thank you for forgiving our sins. Thank you for setting us free from the tyranny of sin, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This show is brought to you by the Patreon sponsors. You can go to Patreon, that's patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. At $10, you'll receive a painting, and these are paintings I sell in my Etsy shop. At $25, a secret podcast, and at $100, I'll add you to my prayer team. So thanks so much for all of you who support the podcast, whether it's through finances or through prayer. I greatly and deeply appreciate you.